As much as I might make fun of Vince Russo, at least he had a run on a major brand, at the WWE.
Oh,
That wasn't,
WCW as well.
and
I mean,
yeah, I guess that wasn't a complete bomb.
results are, what they are, but it was major, yes.
And it's kind of wild to me that someone like Delirious, and I forget what his name is, isn't it something like Mike Johnson?
I don't know. It's a brand. I think it's
It's
Brandon or something.
I feel like it's something very plain, but I don't really remember it offhand. But anyway, it doesn't really matter, I don't think. Just because, yeah, it's wild that that guy has had a job both in ROH for the longest time. Like, I feel like there were a lot of people that got released around him as a writer in ROH, and now he seems to be pulling off the same thing in TNA. Like, that's an impressive feat. I don't know how he's managed to do that. Necessarily, but I guess kudos to him for keeping his job.
Yes, his real name is William Hunter Johnson, Johnston, John, not Johnson, Johnston. So,
Oh, okay.
but yeah,
Yeah, that makes it
Bill
real unique.
John.
Put the put the extra T in there. That really, that's really gonna throw things off there.
It's for those who don't know, we were talking about TNA off air and decided to hit record. But it's like, yeah, get rid of Tommy, get rid of this, like let these people go, and you still have the same talent pool of uninteresting people, quite frankly. So,
Yeah,
like,
because
and then
the last
uninteresting
time we
writers.
did this song and dance, I have not watched a single episode, nor have I really felt like the real compunction to watch one. Like I'm gonna actually have a lot of TV time on Saturday, so I don't know. Maybe I might finally check it out, but oh boy, like that's not great. That's not a good ratio of watch to not watch. For
No,
anyone.
no. And have you been watching the Vice series that I'm not going to call, well, Dark Side of the Ring. It's about TNA. Chris sent us the links. The videos keep getting pulled, by the way. So I was in the middle of watching episode two and it just stopped playing. I was like, what happened? And it disappeared from my history. I'm like, wait, what? And then it mysteriously came back later in the day, so I was able to finish. So it's not. I was talking to Chris about it, and it's like, I don't know how this company's still here. And I know a lot, like everyone says that, right? I really don't know.
I mean, it really is wild that they've been around this long and they are at least financially viable enough to get a deal with AMC.
Pulling out good ratings for AMC.
Because I mean that I guess that is the other thing. Like even if we're dumping on the product, I guess they still are getting enough viewers that it's probably going to stick around. So, good on them, I guess. But oh boy,
Well, considering like I.
that's a rough watch when you do watch it.
Yeah, I'm trying to see.
In my estimation, when I have watched it, it's just like. I don't really care for that many of the characters.
No, and they just lost two more. Mike Santana's gone, and well, Leon Slater's going to be gone soon, but Santana's gone, so he should be showing up in probably, I would guess, NXT to start.
Yeah, they could use some help down there first.
Yeah, they can. So,
I mean, Santana's obviously been around long enough that he could be a main roster candidate right off the bat, should they want to do that.
yeah, and
But it's just the way. Like, if Naraku is starting off in NXT. I still feel like why am I blanking on his name, even though we just talked about him?
Leon Slater or
No, not Leon
Mike
Slater.
Santana?
Santana. Yeah.
Oh no. No. I'm the
Just
one that
complete.
goes absent-minded, not you.
Yeah,
No. Nope.
I've just because Santana's already been introduced in NXT also, like I wouldn't be surprised. It feels like they've been quicker on the call up with those types of people here recently. Because, I mean, I think R Ricky Saints is on that list and Blake Monroe, really. And who else did they call up in pretty short order that had some fairly extensive indie time that came over from AEW?
Well, I mean, Ethan Page, but he was there a long
Oh.
time, it felt like. Like it felt
Yeah,
like
he was
Blake
probably
Monroe was there
there.
too long. You know?
Oh, she was only there like 6 months.
No, she was there almost a year. December was 7 months, and then she just debuted really, what, beginning of June? Middle, well, no, didn't show up. Middle of June, I think. She was there almost a year, which is the craziest thing. And like Ethan Page, he was never supposed to make it anyways, you know? So like him being there that long is like, okay.
I don't know if I would have said he never should have made it, but I mean, he was definitely in the slightly more doubted category as far as I do think that he's, a lot of people that are on the indies will say that they're not surprised at it, but it's still something that I didn't feel like there was a consistent vibe for him in
No,
AEW.
not at all.
And even his promo work there to me was not as good as it's been in the WWE.
Oh, absolutely.
Is
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
the best way to put it. So like I guess I even though I knew like the people up at AIW and whatnot were, big champions of him, I didn't really see much of him in that run live. And I kind of depended upon word of mouth, and then I saw what happened in AEW, and I'm like, are we sure here, guys? And he has knocked it out of the park. I mean, there's a reason he's on the main roster.
Yeah.
It might have taken him a little bit longer, but I still feel like he was not all that long, honestly, in NXT. Like, I would probably say a year and a half max.
So
But you're right. Like he
Blake
was
Monroe was a
kind
year. I looked, her debut was June 3rd of last
of.
year in NXT. That's
Okay.
nuts. Wow.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I even feel like Vicaire and Julia were at least 6 months.
Oh, they were immediately pushed through. I mean, that timeline was tiny, you know, for
Yeah, I
them.
don't. Yeah, I don't know what that one was for them. I need to look up Miss Vicaire here because she's
Yeah, she was very, her and Julia were both very short. And I think it would have been shorter, but I know Becker said she wanted to learn English more. And that's why they delayed it. Yeah, Ethan Page debuted in 2000 in May of 2024 in NXT. And I remember he was a surprise too, because no one knew he was even done with AEW.
Okay. A televised in-ring debut October 15. And her first appearance on Raw was after WrestleMania 41. So it was,
Okay.
yeah, like October
Yeah.
to early April,
Okay.
say, early to
Yeah.
mid-April.
Yeah, because I'm looking at Ethan Page. He spent 2 years in NXT.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
Yeah, a little bit longer than I thought then.
well, but he was one of the guys though that they branched out. remember he went to Mexico for a little bit. He was down there for a while. So even though he wasn't on
Yeah.
main roster, they were having him doing other things, which, you know, that AAA part is a godsend for some of them. Or, well, they need to, Sean and Mark need to talk because of the way they're using stuff makes no sense. You can't live in, you can't live, you know, in your own space. Ugh. I mean, let's just talk about it. Carmen
Sure,
Petrovic
you
is.
know better than I do. Since I do not find room for TNA, I also do not find a whole lot of room for AAA. Honestly, you know, like I,
Of the two,
it's,
it's got to be AAA. Being dead serious.
oh
I mean,
yeah,
it's.
well, just from what I saw already. And how many times, really, like there was a couple of years ago where you got me into watching it on Fridays, but then I just got A, frustrated because it wasn't a consistent product, you know, like they just didn't come out every week or and things of that nature, you know, and then it was kind of hard to tell. Like they'd have multi-part events, but it was hard to tell which was which part sometimes. And we always complained about the fact that they never had
No
any English
subtitles.
subtitles. That
Well,
was the biggest problem,
and they
was
still
the.
don't. Which is frustrating. They have Rey Mysterio talking while they're talking. Just put up subtitles. It's 2026. You know, like we don't need. Like, I'm still amazed that there are people who do sign language for like during, like, government stuff. I know the reason why, but it's still like, why are we doing this? Like, just put subtitles up. Like, what are we doing? Because if they can't hear, then they're obviously going to be looking at the screen. Just saying. So,
Yeah. And if they can't read, I'm not sure if they're gonna read sign language. Like that'd be kind of interesting, I guess, to know
that's a
how to
decision.
read
That's a choice.
sign language, but not how to read regular language, you know,
Yeah, if
like
you're
English language.
dyslexic, does dyslexia go to sign language as well? I mean, it's not an alphabet and it's not reading technically, but it is, you know, you're still looking at symbols and signs. Well, signs, obviously, but interesting. Anyways, this
Yeah,
is
that
stuff we
is
talk
way
about
off
off
topic.
air. But
That is way off
well,
topic.
AAA's fun. It's an hour. Well, the obviously the Mask versus Mask match, that show was like an hour and a half, but
Oh,
they keep it pretty concise. And they still it's obviously a WWE show now, and it has it's got its faults. Like one of the faults I find to be very funny, actually,
right.
they have a feud between El Fiscal and Abismo Negro Jr. They've been feuding, I don't know how long. Every time they have a match, it ends in some sort of no contest. I'm not exaggerating.
No.
Double disqualification, double count out. This week, they're finally going to settle the differences. This is how they presented the match, right? And I'm like, I forgot this was even going on. Well, at the end of the match or during the match, out comes like, oh God, Peros de Mal, who is, you know, Carmen Petrovic, Bronco,
Nima.
yeah, Bronco, yeah. I was trying to think of the other people. Hector Garza, Humberto, and Daga. And I guess it's a famous faction from the past. They've resurrected the name and given it to these guys. And they're badasses. And Carmen Petrovic is a badass. Fast forward to NXT, she's one of Natty's lackeys. Like, this makes no sense. And Bronco's just teaming with his tag team partner, like, eh, no big deal. Is what it is. Like, can you guys pick up a phone and be like, hey, don't do this with my talent. Hey, man, I need it for this. Well, why did you let me use her then? Like, this, it's just.
That is the other part to this. It seems like there's other options that could be used. Like you said, like pick different people for different roles in these situations.
You've got 1,000 blondes. Pick a new one. You know, even the addition of Nikita Lyons with Natalya is like she's the evolved champion. Why is she a lackey to Natalya? Like, They've never explained, or did I miss this, why these women are hanging out with her?
They haven't completely explained that.
All
To
right.
me, like at least from what I've seen on TV, if they did some vignette online, God bless, I didn't see
Well, I
it.
did happen to watch the Evolve celebration of Nikita Lyons championship celebration. Dude, I'm not saying it. How do I say that? I'm not trying to be mean about it. It sucked. It just sucked because there's no one there. I believe the crowd is like other PC people. So you've just got people coming out to a largely silent place and they're talking, and it's like Nikita Lyons was doing her what's the stuff with the Katero reading stuff and like what's all in the stones, and it's like, what is this? And then Ren Sinclair comes out and wants a shot at her title. I'm like, she wants to add another one to the Ren QCC. And I'm like, what? Okay, to like four or five crickets.
that's too bad.
Yeah.
Because I believe that was maybe it's because I watch Wednesday. That is one of the few online things that I watch there. I did know that she was going to crash that party.
I've tried to watch Evolve. I forget about it. I saw this. I was like, okay. And I shut it off. I'm like, I don't want to watch this anymore. And it was only 5 minutes. I don't like the presentation. It's really odd. Like there, it seemed like there was a bigger crowd to indie events I've gone to, and more rambunctious too. So.
yeah, we I think we all found out I'll give them some props for trying the Terror Dome back during the COVID era. I think we've all since recognized it's just like, yeah, you pretty much should have shut it down for that time period, because wrestling is just it's a participation sport at a minimum.
I have a really hard time watching any of those old clips with like the TVs, or when there was no one. That was even worse with the audio sweetener or audio cues and that. Those clips are rough. And it really makes you go, oh, thank God. Mean, because you're right. You need the crowd. And the wrestlers have said the same thing. But I mean, I
Yeah,
get.
like you said, even if it's an indie crowd of like a dozen or a couple of dozen people, like that is way better than the audio sweetener TV watching motherfuckers.
Oh, remember you had to get in line to get your face on the TV in the crowd? Like, I'm not doing that.
It was just like, yeah, thanks, but no thanks. I am not
Yeah.
even remotely debating doing this. Thanks, guys.
No, it would have been fun, I guess, but no thanks. Like, I'm even part of like EA's play testing for Battlefield, and I never get on. I'm like, I don't want this. Like, I just want to play the game. Like, I don't know why. I thought it'd be cool to sign up for and test stuff out, but then you gotta like record it. You gotta record your. I'm like, it's just I'll wait a few months. It's fine. It's whatever. But yeah, like it's an easy target, but it's just the truth still. I don't want Natalya on TV. I don't. Let her be a coach and stay off TV, man. That clip I sent you, I was like, why are they walking so slow? Why? Oh my, could you imagine? Could you imagine you're in a group of people and without disabilities or walker, take that out of the equation, obviously. I,
Yes,
you know me, I'm like, what are we walking so slow for? What are we doing?
four fully functional people
Yeah. Young.
doing stretching that a little bit for Natty.
We're older than she
Anyway,
is, so we're allowed to say it.
yeah, when you've gone above the big 4-0 territory, you're fair game to be called old.
When you were 32, 20 years ago.
that's just the rules at this point.
Yeah, it's like push someone in the back.
But yeah,
Wow.
it was a weird, really weird slow motion thing, and I guess I was obviously unsurprised by her loss to Kendall Gray this
Of
week.
course not.
It was almost a giveaway, honestly. I mentioned this in the group chat that when Vic mentioned that it had been since 2017 since she held a singles championship, I'm like, oh my God, because I want to say that it's probably the NXT championship. I'm not going to look that up because I don't care about Natalya enough to look it up.
Now I'm curious, damn it. Man.
I 9 years is just a long time to not have a championship belt and to still like it's wild that she's still on TV. I don't think like it's weird like because having her lose to Kendall then puts Jada Parker in a weird spot where A, you couldn't beat her like last week. And then did I already say B? I'll make this C. When Jada beats her, then it's kind of devalued even more because she's already lost the champ. Like she's just kind of on a losing streak, and
Yeah.
like I.
The whole character, she's the best ever, and you
She's
know,
gonna
her,
lose like two straight.
yeah, her last championship was actually the tag team titles with Tamina. I forgot all about that. That was in 2021. And before that, she beat Naomi for the SmackDown Women's title at SummerSlam. So I don't remember that either. Yeah. So there's
During the Sunday.
that.
Oh my gosh. And maybe I'll look that up on here because I know I can find the answer a little bit easier.
Yeah. But no. Yeah. But like the whole thing doesn't like, and that's really what this whole show is anyways. I didn't like this show this at all this week. I nobody gets going. You know, it's so Natalia, she's the big baddie, right? She's trained everyone. Dude, just follow my lead. Loss. And of course she was gonna lose. I maybe we're looking at it wrong, and this delusion of her being the best of all time is just like the gimmick, right? Because you know her uncle was the best there was, you know.
Oh, yeah, the best there is.
Yeah, so maybe we're looking at it wrong, but it's like this is delusional, and no one's calling it out. And now she loses. Like, all right, now where's she have to go now? So if Jada Parker beats her now, who cares? O outside of Jada Parker finally won a match. You know, like it undercuts the thrill of her victory, to be completely honest about it. Like,
Because did she have a match earlier in the night there?
Jada Parker did not. She had one last week against the younger chicken there.
Yeah, she beat Carmen Petrovic
Yes.
last week. That's
Yeah.
right.
Because they don't talk. So,
Yeah,
but yeah, so yeah, that's because the young girl refused to help or something, or refused to cheat. I don't remember her name. It's just Kendall Gray's the real deal. Now, I appreciated last week. She said she's not going to talk much, or she's not going to talk and sound like a champion. It's like, well, you got to improve, man. Just, you know, you got to keep trying. Which she has all the time in the world to improve. I mean,
I thought that was a good kind of first pass at that type of a thing,
yeah.
like kind of an aw shucksy, like this isn't really my deal thing. And like you said, like there's time. Like she's definitely in the category where she does not need to be up in. even a year,
No.
honestly.
She only signed in 2023. She made her debut a year later on the Level Up show.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
so I
mean, I've
mean,
heard of it, not that I've watched it, but I
yeah,
mean, I
I don't think it
really
exists anymore.
didn't know of its existence
But
or.
yeah, so I mean, she's been there 3 years. She has plenty of time. So,
Yeah.
right now there's nowhere for her to go on the main roster when there's already other women that are going to go up before her and who rightfully should. And which is what I'm guessing is what Kalani Jordan's thing is going to be. I.
It definitely feels like she's gonna stay down there, and yeah, I guess just cook even longer. Like
That turkey gets dry after a while, man. Like, take it out of the oven, slice it up. God.
it's getting a little absurd,
Yeah.
honestly, at this point.
Well, her and Tony D'Angelo, it's like, just have Nakara or Nakura beat him and have him go. Like, this is craziness.
Yeah, they're two that I'm just like we it's definitely been too long at this juncture. Yeah, the main problem is SmackDown, back to 2 hours, and they still don't have as many storylines for the women up on the main roster as they
No.
do in NXT.
No,
Like,
Chelsea Green's just become a feeder to everybody, which I swear is just to make everyone mad. But how long do you think Tony D'Angelo has been in NXT? On TV in NXT.
on TV, I'm gonna say 3.5 years.
It's almost 5 years. He
Oh,
debuted
wow.
October 5th of 2021. That is crazy. Crazy. Now I have to look up Kalani Jordan.
It hasn't been as long as Tony
No.
D, but
3 years?
okay,
So it's longer than
that
I thought, actually, but
yeah,
she debuted defeating Tatum Paxley. Who's still there? I don't know, man.
well, I'm not surprised about the Tatum Paxley still being there in some ways. I feel like she was down there trying to find a character identity,
Yeah, true.
which was kind of a weird, because I feel like that was Kalani's line of attack, honestly. It's just like, yeah, she was this is a wrestling thing that happens, where not everyone has their character completely fleshed out the moment they come into wrestling.
Yeah. She's been bragging about being the first NXT Women's North American champion.
For almost
Right?
2 years now.
Yes. 2 years ago. Shut up. You haven't done anything since. Well, she won the TNA title, excuse me. Which they do not acknowledge now.
Yeah, they do, because Vic has
Did
mentioned
they?
it, and he also mentioned, which is true too, like, I feel like just because they put Kalani in that spot a lot where she did lose a lot of contenders matches in
Yes.
the not too distant past.
Yeah.
I do think that she's kind of been off TV and they rebooted her a little bit, and she definitely got more bitchy in a good way. Yeah, the point still stands, honestly, that she still hasn't, yeah, I mean, she hasn't gone anywhere, and she's just doing the same thing. Like, I haven't gotten my chance yet, and I'm like,
This week.
yeah, how long is this gonna go? Like, are we on month three with this now? Can we get this lady a championship shot here?
Yeah, and then when she loses, get her ass out of there. Like, I don't know. There's so many people. It's, I don't know. It's not like NXT is garnering a lot of attention or ratings. I mean, the Great American Bash didn't do that well for TV ratings wise, which is. Ratings are like subjective now because I don't, you can stream it. So like, does that count in the numbers or whatever? But
Oh, yeah. Does that count in total views?
yeah, DVR views, I guess, like any of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
'Cause I remember it used to be like, oh, we need you to watch it within 5 hours because it counts more. And it's just like,
that's why I have a
sorry, guys.
DVR.
I'm gonna, yeah. Like, I'm, that's the point of this device. I didn't even think about it that basically.
Yeah. I can't, I'm not home to watch it. Well, can you watch it soon? What? So, yeah.
Yeah, that always seemed like a weird stipulation. Like, oh, well, if you watch it more quickly, it's just like, well, I'll watch it when I watch it here, guys. Like, why it's a video posted somewhere. Like,
Yeah. Well, and
watch it when
also
everyone
you're,
went to.
well, I mean, the NXT highlights were up 45 minutes, I think, after the show ended on YouTube. So you're even
Oh.
removing, the gumption to go watch it. If I can just not sit through commercial breaks and whatever nonsense that you guys don't promote, So
Yeah, I can imagine that show buzzing by pretty quickly with just the highlight show.
oh, it's only like a 10, sometimes it's only 10 minutes. Like for a 2 hour show, you only got 10 minutes of highlights?
Oh, that, I mean, that seems too short to
Yeah.
me.
Yeah. So,
You know, I don't know if you can fit like a whole thing in there. If, like a good recap
yeah. Summer 15,
to
and that's
me
fine.
in 10
But
minutes.
yeah. But I mean, really with this show though, I mean the tag team match, the was pretty nuts. I enjoyed watching that.
Oh, the one that kicked off the show there.
Yeah, and poor Stacks. Huh. So I hope he's okay. I haven't seen anything, but he looked like he took quite the tumble. So
Because I kind of remember it, but refresh me on what
he
exactly
fell off
happened
the
there.
top rope basically and landed on nobody. And
Oh.
it, like to the outside. And then the referee like had to run out and check on him. Yeah. So
Oh
everyone
boy.
doing their jumping around stuff. And it's like, guys, just concentrate. But
Stax does not need to be doing that stuff.
he needs to do something because that Birthright thing still stinks. And is Charlie Dempsey hurt? I ask this every week. Is he hurt? I mean,
I think they mentioned something one week and they have not gone back to it.
well, okay,
I don't.
that's fine then. But he joins this group and just stands there.
The whole group just stands there.
Now, yeah. Well, yes. Yes, they do.
You know,
If they're gonna
I
be
like you
standing.
said, like Birthright, it stinks. Like they couldn't even get this chair, this clearly, but that was a one thing I kind of noticed about both winners of both four-way matches this week that led to championship opportunities. Is that they were both kind of teams that are taking the L. Or people that are taking the L.
Yeah.
I do not see Sean Legacy and Dorian Van Dux taking the championships from Vanity Project. Maybe someone down the line does, but I don't see these two guys doing it. Birthright sure as hell ain't doing it. OTM, it's kind of funny that two of the teams that lost are probably more likely to take the championships off of them. Because I could see Dark State recapturing them if they want to, and I could definitely see OTM
It's not what you said.
captioning
It's
them.
just what jarred my memory. So this match is in there. This is on, and fucking Vic goes as they're standing there. And by the way, Cutler James has got to stop stretching his singlet out because when he does that, it makes it look like he has a bow tie on. So he looks like he's getting ready to dance. Yes, I know I pile on this guy all the time. I understand. But I'm not wrong either. So I don't care. But they're in there, and fucking Vic goes, Booker, does Darkstate have what it takes? Darkstate still have what it takes to cause fear in NXT? I was like, shut the fuck up. Shut up. No one was ever scared of him. This is ridiculous. Stop asking dumb questions.
Hey man,
Stick to the play-by-play. He's fine on play-by-play.
he's selling
Oh.
the fear that Darkstate never instilled,
Just so.
but they tried to make it seem like they instilled it.
Stop
It
feeding this man these asshole lines. Ugh.
That is signature. Like
It is. It is.
they want Booker T to obliviate, and Vic
Yes.
feeds him some of these questions like
I.
that. That's the other reason why
Yes.
maybe sometimes I'm like, whatever, man. Like I feel like this is what they're trying to get
You're
to.
right. No, you're exactly
That's
right.
why he asked terrible questions.
Yep, it's my fault. It didn't occur to me for the longest time. It's not Vic being bad at his job. He's being too good at his job. Like, he needs to stand up for himself and go, this is nonsense. I sound like a fool out here. Lola Vice is in the ring in a championship match. You have me ask Booker T. Has Lola Vice earned that respect? She's the fucking champion. Why am I asking this question? Anybody? Anybody?
Well,
It's a
and
rib on me.
even with him, he's like, oh yeah, like 'cause I'm trying to remember how long him and Booker have been a team,
It's been a while.
basically now.
Almost 2 years, I
Yeah,
think.
I want to say that that's another one that's actually in the 3 year category, of how long they've been on TV together. Like it's kind of been wild long, I feel like,
Yeah.
and. And I feel like Vic has been the voice of NXT for even longer than that
Yeah,
at
because
this
he was
point.
with Corey at one point.
And Wade Barrett, because that's why both when Barrett and Graves went down recently, they're both like, hey, man, it's always fun to come back down here. I mean, I do like how Wade Barrett has mysteriously gone from completely gray to back to brown again. It's
No,
the amazing trick to pull off.
someone may have a movie role coming up, probably. But yeah, no, you're right. I need to stop it with Vic, but it's so jarring.
It's definitely nothing that anyone else does, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
On as far as announce partners go.
Yeah.
Like it's way different than obviously Cole and Graves or Tess and Barrett, because those are more kind of classic play-by-play Keller commentator situations.
Yeah. Yeah, it just, man. So, anyways,
Okay,
we
tag
got off a
match. What was the well, whatever. Do we want to talk about Saquon
He has a
Sugar?
baseball bat and doesn't do anything. But he does explain, I need to get some friends. And I spent the last 2 years making sure we didn't have any friends. And I went, how can this be written on this show? That's smart. Why is this on the show? Booker T, do you think that Saquon Sugars has what it takes to make friends in NXT? Just shut up. God. Anyways, yeah.
Tank Ledger takes the big L to Keanu Carver.
Well, representing Hank and Tank. Don't forget
Yeah,
that.
he was ripped.
We know who he is.
It's like their team name is literally in his name,
Their
guys.
names.
It is inseparable
Yeah.
here. Like, it's not like they become the Rockers when they get together. Like, it's just both of their
Yeah.
names with an
Yeah.
and with an ampersand in between.
Yeah, it's just so they do the most bizarre stuff on these things. And they do a lot of Vince stuff. They really do.
Oh, you know what? Oh yeah, there's still a lot of Vince in the product as a general whole.
Yeah, for some reason.
You know, they didn't completely change the system and how things are done. Like they've definitely put their own spin on it, but they did not reinvent the wheel. This was something that I feel like I caught recently. At the World Cup, and because I'm looking at the Naraku video package was up next, and I believe they did a live like AI overdub of one of Kylian Mbappe, the striker for France. And I'm like, oh my gosh, is this what they did to Naraku the other week when they did that bizarre voiceover situation? Where they just had like the AI translator just speak it out on TV, and that's why it came out so strange.
Oh no, you think?
I it was just
That sounds
yeah.
like something that would happen. I almost said they
It,
do, but a lot of people do it. So.
it, yeah, that's why I'm saying there are definitely two examples that it didn't I didn't put two and two together until I saw the World Cup interview, because it was like right after one of their wins, and I'm assuming he's speaking French, and I'm like, what is this translation? I'm pretty sure that's not his voice. What the hell is going on here? So
Yeah.
yeah, I
The
they
laugh,
did
though,
not
I do like, so.
they did not do I don't feel like they did that overdub in this one. I feel like this was more of a traditional kind of video package,
Yeah.
with him kind of mixing the English and the Japanese, so that he just had more time to record it. And I mean, I do always love the video package stuff that NXT still does more of it than the main
Yes.
roster does, and I still appreciate that they do it more than
Oh,
the main
absolutely.
roster.
Yeah, absolutely. Main roster really needs to do more of this stuff, but it'll probably be at a commercial break, so we won't see it if it's on Raw. So, oof.
Yeah, because I don't care about Tate Wilder and Cam Hendricks.
I forgot all about that match. I'm guessing Cam Hendricks won, correct?
No. They were just in that backstage segment talking about
Oh
who they were
yeah,
gonna
they were
wrestle
acting all
next.
chummy or whatever. It was like, and then Cam like just pulls his
Yeah,
phone
that
out and walks away. I'm like, okay,
Tate Wilder sells him out to Mason Rook, who confronts
yeah.
a guy who's injured. And I'm like, what kind of a tough guy intimidates a guy who's injured?
Well,
Like.
the answer will be off air. So, I've. Boy, have I really soured on Mason Rook, but still time to come around. A haircut and a change of clothes will help. So, oh no, let your hair grow out. Excuse me. No. No shorter cut, no short haircuts anymore. So.
His sartorial choices could be better. That is for sure. And then we had the four way for the number one contenders match to NXT North American Championship here, and that was Lizzie Raine, Thea Hale, Izzy Dame, and Layla Diggs is the one that ends up picking the big dub in this one.
Who the
That's
hell is
why
Layla Diggs?
that's why I'm like,
Who was she? Or who is she? Is she with Natalya?
yes, she is the fourth woman with Natalya.
Okay. I was seriously confused for a second. Like, wait, that's her name? Okay.
Yep,
Sure. Why give it to Thea Hale or, someone people know and like, or someone that they hate? Why? Let's give it to the new chick after we just gave the new chick 15 minutes to talk at the beginning of the show. Whoever she is, but everyone was talking about her. No. No. No one was talking about you. But anyways.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Callie Armstrong kicking
Ooh,
things off.
that poor woman, they set her up so poorly. She's just saying stuff someone wrote for her. And
Yeah, that was one where I'm like, I don't love what you. I'm with you. Like, that's like one of those, you're setting someone up for a failure. You know, that's one where I guess if you want to go that route for a positive route, I'm making a chicken salad out of chicken shit kind of situation. To go back to an old Brock Lesnar-ism.
But how about but my thing, I answer that always is,
Set them up.
why you give me chicken shit? Like,
Yeah.
just give me the chicken salad so that I can learn, oh, this is what's good, not, oh, this is what's bad and I have to make it good. That's an exercise for homework, not on live TV. That's a Vince thing, another Vince thing. Like, he's not back, right?
No,
But I mean,
not back.
yeah, that poor woman, and then this other chick, what was her name again? Layla Grace? Or her?
Oh, Layla Diggs.
All right, close enough. But it's
Okay,
like, I have nothing against her, but there are so many women that have been there. If you're gonna surpass them for her, get rid of these other women then. I don't want anyone to lose their job, but I want them to matter. I'm not here for the surprise victory of the nobody. Like, I would like you to do something with Thea Hale. She's fun. But that's never going to happen. You can see.
oh yeah, like that is so weird what's happened with her.
Yeah.
You know, it seemed like there was a lot of promise, and then, she's barely on TV.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then even Lizzie Rain, I'm like, why'd you bring her on TV if you're gonna have her do just nothing?
You got it.
I
Don't bring
at
in
least she's
people to job them out. It makes no sense. That's not how you build stars. Everyone knows that. Except the people running shows. It's good for them. It builds character. No, it doesn't.
Like you said, let them do. And I do think that that's a point that Chris maybe talks about a little more coarsely. I think that's the problem with this being a nationally televised show. You know, like, and that's why I do kind of, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm watching a nationally televised, very well-funded indie. Especially when they do the reboots like this. Like
Like,
it gets very noticeable at times exactly like this one, that are still just not settled down yet.
but this
And
reboot seems to be the worst one because all the new people don't win. You're just bringing in new people to lose. And we haven't talked about the latest new one that loses. I could not believe what I was seeing.
oh yeah, 'cause we got the old Reina Volcán. 'Cause I don't
I
know.
actually like that name. I think that's a fun name. Although it sounds like Vulcan, which is cool because that's, Roman god of hell, but,
yeah,
and
she
close to
definitely
Spock, but whatever.
yeah, she definitely played up more of the volcano
Yeah.
end of things
Yeah,
there.
I actually didn't hate that name.
Yeah, and I mean, I still feel like that's another one. It's just like, just help your product out and name her that at the end of the show
Yeah.
instead of doing the
You
weird.
all know who she is? No.
No.
I know Black
And
Vulcan,
then
but he was on the Super Friends. So.
and then you give us a segment like halfway through your next show telling us who this person is.
Yeah, that's true. They didn't even follow it up to start the show. It was
No.
just, hey, remember her?
Yeah, they didn't even feed you like oh, remember her from last week and then throw it to this video package. They're just, hey, we're just gonna play the video package here.
Yeah. Okay, she's gonna come in and job out too, so it doesn't matter. Then you forget her name too.
Yeah, 'cause I'm ch oh yeah, 'cause the next there's the Tavion Heights and Miles Bourne stuff with Vanity Project coming in to interrupt. So there was that. And then are you concerned about the Shiloh Hill and Nico Vance matchup?
What do you think?
Yeah,
What
that's
have I been
well,
saying for weeks? Nico Vance is nothing. And I'm sorry. This is not personal. You saw it. You saw it in this match. You see it when he talks. There's nothing. You call this a well-funded indie? You are correct, sir. This is like the indie champ. I don't know what it'll take for him to do something. And I know Tristan Angel, he interfered because he took his tooth. Like, I get it. But you have no one. We've been saying it the whole show. Everyone loses. No one has any momentum. Even like
Oh.
Naraku, he comes in, Tony beats him. The end. And Chris is always like, well, yeah, whenever someone, debuts in a title match, they lose. Which is stupid, but
Yes. Yep.
they
Yeah,
keep
not.
doing it.
Yeah, they have not learned from their past.
No.
That is for sure.
And it's like, this is just another one. Yeah, I am saying Shiloh Hill shouldn't be losing.
Oh,
He
yeah.
shouldn't be.
Yeah, that is a true statement. Like that.
Just let him take his tooth and run off with it. There. And then he beats Nico Vance, and Nico Vance can just be with Izzy Dane and they don't win. Okay. But
Yeah, is he never gonna join Braun Breaker up on the main roster?
no. There's reasons. So and like it's, yeah, that's a perfect name for these two reasons. And but you've got right, if you got Naraku to eventually beat Tony D. We'll go with this time frame. You have to have people waiting to get at Naraku or Naraku, whatever. Well, there's no one. There's literally no one. Miles Bourne? He's the North
He
American champion.
yeah,
So.
whenever he loses that championship, he is available to fight for the NXT
Yeah.
championship. He's the only one that I could think of offhand without
Right.
going down a roster page.
But all of those people, that's the only one. You know what I mean? Because no one has momentum. Now, Shiloh Hill can overcome this. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he
Oh.
shouldn't have to. Baron Corbin, when he was in NXT, got a more sustained and better push out the gate, more oomph behind him than anybody else has gotten it, of these kids. It's crazy to me.
Yeah, like I did pull up the roster just to see if I could check for anyone that would remotely qualify as a
No.
challenger. And I am in the T's and I am running out of options other than the one that we already
I mean,
mentioned.
they already burned through Mason Rook and Naraku. That should have never happened already. It's like they get these people
Yeah.
who they think are like, oh my God, everyone's gonna go crazy, these indie darlings. Just saying it like that. Like these guys from the indies and gals from the indies. Like we got to put them in these matches right away. No, you don't. Because they're not going to the main roster anytime soon. Just ask poor Tony D or Kalani or Tatum
Well,
or
and I
Thea.
mean, we've kind of talked about it for a while with both them and AEW, honestly, because it's definitely more NXT signing the indie talents these days. It feels like indies are doing okay. But it also feels like there's less talent out there because you still need to be out there for a couple of years, and then finally, when you really get some traction, someone signs you, whether it's AEW or NXT. So, it's. You don't really. I guess my point is that you don't really. These people don't have the name cachet that some of these earlier indie darlings had. And I do think because there's a national indie on TV, that there is not as much of an appetite to watch, those indies all the time. So yeah, like I do feel like you're like, oh, I should recognize this person. It's just like, no, I shouldn't really. Like, there's not a big, and even really in this day and age, that platform for IWTV has kind of moved around a little bit. Just because there aren't as many brands on IWTV as there used to be. And, other places like GCW and whatnot are on YouTube, or at least some minor type of paywall kind of situation.
Yeah, well, they're the only ones that are really on Triller anymore. But yeah, because West Coast is you like a lot of people are starting to realize you can go to YouTube and you can have a $9.99 subscription. Like Eve Wrestling was just on, and Kaylee Ray made came back. Alba Fire, Kaylee Ray made her debut again or re-debut in Eve. But to watch it, you had to own the $10 tier to watch it. All that money, I mean, that money goes
And
to them,
Absolute Intense Wrestling switched to YouTube a while ago because they were on Triller and then moved to someone else, I feel like. And then they're just like, no, we're going to do like $5 a month or something. And evidently they're doing just fine. Like it's still something, again, I haven't really managed to
It's a sustainable
find as
model.
much time. Yeah.
They cut out the middle, man. I think it's like an 80-20. So YouTube takes 20%, you get the 80. That's not bad.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
So yeah, I the reign of Volcans of the world, I do think that they to go back to the original NXT point, that yeah, the name cachet is not quite is there as much as it used to be, in my opinion.
no.
So
Not well, I mean, it's even, I mean, transition of AEW with this, but it's kind of the same thing with AEW. Like, their champion, Tekla, came in. Well, I know AEW fans watch that stuff, but it's stardom. I got no clue who the hell Tekla is. We just didn't watch. What's the girl's name that came up
And
out of
it
nowhere? Like, with
well, and
her.
it's one of those things that it's just a TV trope at this point where you get the intro all the time. No matter how much you want it, you get a recap of the last episode. I don't know, like it feels like it's a basic of storytelling to introduce the person before introducing the person, but for some reason there's like this this ingrained brain freeze and wrestling booking that it's got to be a surprise.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of people moving company to company right now. I mean, I think the only indie talent that's out there that supposedly is already signed, WWE grabbed Richard Holiday, Which I was actually surprised wasn't grabbed up by AEW already, or TNA for that matter. But
No.
he was in a group with MJF and Hammerstone in MLW, and then
Okay.
he left, went on, did his own thing. He also had, I think, leukemia was the disease. He had a kind of type of cancer, and knocked
Okay.
him out for like a year and a half. But he was on
Gotcha.
the way. And then that derailed him. And then he was in GCW, lost his last match that I'm never coming back because I lost. And now he popped back up again. So it's like, okay. But yeah, but indie talent and that, if you don't, I mean, dude, I watch a ton of the indie stuff. These guys show up, I don't remember them. You know? So maybe I need to pay closer attention. So.
There's the reason, and I mean, we fail to do it nearly every time we record that you're supposed to do the, this is Kevin DeFranco. On the other end is Jeremy Mays.
Oh, shit, it's 40
Stunt
minutes
Granny
of episode.
Audio 1173.
Very
Sure, if we can do
professional.
it like 40 minutes in, why not?
Yeah,
But yeah, like it's one of those. Also, Paul Heyman is a perfect example of it. You know, and my name is Paul Heyman.
yeah.
You know, like I there's a reason he does that. Like it you know, because it's another one of those race wrestling basics that, but for some reason, gets forgotten. You know, like Paul Heyman does it all the time. Like he always introduces himself because you never know who's it's going to be the first time someone's ever listening to the show.
Yeah, but it's also, obviously it's, a crowd engagement too, so that
Oh
crowd,
yeah. With yeah, for him it's
but
definitely crowd engagement
yeah.
too. But there's
Well,
definitely a he's introducing himself.
yeah. And I know it's not like the big story, but we were talking about talent, like trading companies. I guess Jack Perry won't be switching over to WWE, which I never once thought was going to happen. Like, he doesn't fit at all. At all.
No, he wouldn't even really fit that well in NXT.
No. No. Yeah, when I say WWE, maybe Mexico. With him and Mr. Iguana, you could like try and redo that style tag team down there, instead of Luchasaurus.
Just he spends his whole career with some type of lizard.
Yeah, why not? Let me get you
Yes, I
paid,
know
man.
that lizards were not, or the dinosaurs were not mammals, people. Just keep it down to a dull roar.
What?
I'm pretty sure that they were whatever birds are.
Aren't birds just birds?
But
Right?
yeah, birds are descendants of dinosaurs.
Is that all right?
Yes.
I first heard that in Jurassic Park. So is that what like paleontologists actually believe? Like that's where they came from? Oh, okay. All
Yep,
right.
that is. I mean, there were pterodactyls. There were fucking flying dinosaurs, which
Yeah, but there were also like dinosaur sharks
wild.
too,
Yeah, there were
So
dinosaur sharks, which is why sharks are also fucking dinosaurs.
that
They're still around us.
it's cliche, but that is the
Hey.
wildest thing. They're still here. We just call them alligators or crocodiles or turtles,
Oh yes. Yeah. They are here in different forms. And some of them just as it's wild that they were more nasty than that, honestly. Like
Thought.
considering that like a saber-toothed tiger is like three times the size of a lion currently is just like that's kind of a wild one to like try to wrap your brain around. Just like, huh?
It's
And
like when
like
they were like,
a woolly mammoth was like twice the size of a elephant now or
that's what I was
something
gonna
like
say.
that.
That's where I was
Like,
going, yeah.
holy fuck. Like
Well,
elephants are ridiculous to start with. How's something twice that size?
yeah, I was gonna say something smart. Never mind. Those things didn't exist. We all know. They didn't make the arc, I guess. How how ridiculous would that be, though? Noah builds this ark, right? Was one two of every animal in the world down there, and there's two T-Rexes, there's like two raptors, two brontosaurus. Get the fuck out of here. And then the pterodactyls just flying above, like they
It'd be like
I know
when
they weren't there. Oh, I've seen
Aerys
people riding them.
Targaryen when what's their name went back to conquer Westeros, and she had the dragons flying with her. That's what the pterodactyls were doing with Noah's Ark.
All right, so let's get the anyways. It's AEW. So
I
Jack Perry
well,
resigned.
you
There
know
you
what? I
go.
was gonna try to do the shark to beach break segue, but we went a little too deep into our dinosaur analysis. So I do always enjoy these types of episodes. It's something that WCW used to do. WWE does not have the cojones to wrestle outside, except for maybe an occasional WrestleMania.
Well, no, they had SummerSlam's been outside. It was in Tennessee, and then
Oh,
it was
yeah, it's
in
in Tennessee.
Cleveland.
Yeah. But I still feel like this type of setting is way different than a stadium setting.
Oh, they'll only go outside for stadiums, yes. They're not pulling a 4,400 seat outdoor amphitheater. But I like this though. I liked the I liked it.
I appreciate the weird venue thing. Like I said, I liked it in WCW when they did Beach Break or whatever they
I
called
love the
it.
pool one when they were at spring break. I love the pool. I just,
Yeah. It was just like it feels stale to be in an arena or a stadium or something like that. Like it's just like we can have this in different settings, like at least somewhat different settings. Like this is kind of nice. So I did like that. It did not really whatever the Tommaso Ciampa versus Chris Jericho match. I suppose it was what it was. It wasn't the worst thing on the planet. It resolved a feud.
I guess, because he hit him with a chair at the end, which I didn't like that, by the way. I don't know. I know Jericho protects himself with his hands and all that. I just don't like knowing what we know. That always takes me out of stuff when they just do the overhands or overhead swing with the chair to the head. Your hands are only going to do so much, you know. It's you're going to hurt your hands too, which is better than taking to the face. But I really just. I know it's AEW, they don't care, but
No. I've even become numb to it at this point that I had forgotten that that happened in this match, honestly.
to me, I mean, it was a thud. So I was like, ugh. And like, Jericho's almost 1,000 years old. You don't need to be doing that stuff. So
He's older than us. We don't need
yes.
to be taking that bump.
Oh.
He definitely does not need to be taking
Yeah, I
that
mean,
bump.
you got hit in the head with a sheet pan. You know? Well, you were 22. How old were you?
23, something like
Yeah.
that.
Okay. I mean, I guess, you know, there's not a time you really want to do that, but being
You
that old,
recover a
you
little bit.
don't.
Yeah, you definitely recover a little more quickly in those
Yeah.
days.
So, but
Definitely
yeah.
saw stars though, even in those days.
Yeah, uh-huh. But it's
Maybe should have been checked for a concussion after that night.
well, was it Jason the one that got pedigreed into the floor? Like head first into the floor?
Oh man,
So
it
you guys
was
had this, you had to
not
get
as
rid of that
bad as
move.
when I got DDT'd in a mud wrestling match in someone's garage. That was very uncomfortable. I'm pretty sure I had a concussion that time too.
Oh yeah, no doubt. We just saw stars. That's all it was. None of us have CTE that we know of.
Nope.
There's no test for it. We'll just keep it
Nope.
at
Everything's always normal around here.
Yep. Yeah, never mind.
Anywho,
But yeah, so
Tommaso
I don't.
Ciampa, Chris
But
Jericho.
they ended this feud, I guess. And it's like, okay, so what's Ciampa do now? Like, there are so many people doing so many things. And I know they have so many titles, but he just seems like he's an outlier. Like, this just took place on its own show.
Well, I mean, we keep on saying it, like it might not quite be a vortex,
Yeah.
but Chris Jericho's segments still take place in a different part of Dynamite.
Yeah, it sure seems it.
You know, like I do feel like this feud has at least had some level of logical steps to it. But yeah, I'm with you. Like, I don't know where Ciampa goes. Like, he's not getting past like that well, even with the Continental champion, I don't even know who's what
Moxley is the
fucking
Continental
anymore.
champion.
Okay, because they had a couple of championship matches, and I guess I'm like,
Yes.
oh, we'll get to those. Oh, we had a backstage segment, Will Ospreay, Renee, and MJF coming up in short order and causing a little brawl there.
Yeah, what turned out to be a nice misnomer and deflection for later.
Yeah.
You know? So,
So,
yeah.
it was a solid segment.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, 'cause this I can't believe that they were touting big matches, and it only wildly enough this show only had two championship matches,
Yeah.
and Kyle Fletcher taking on Konosuke Takeshita for the international championship was on that list of championship matches that did in
Yes.
fact happen.
The hey, I gotta drop this because I'm going to do the G1 for 2 months. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be the Takeshita problem in AEW is that he, and honestly, I guess I don't get having that type of contract structure because even though he was the New Japan champion for a time, you've got to know that neither company is really going to invest in you because you're not going to be there full time.
Yeah. It's funny, Don Callis even pointed that out on commentary this week. He's selfish. He keeps going to Japan. He just leaves us and goes back to Japan, does whatever he wants. And it's like, it's a good point. Like, that's a good point by the man. So yeah, you know,
Yeah, it's one of the few fair Don Callis takes.
yeah, if I remember it, I mean, you know, most of the time it's like I'm just zoning this guy out, just and but yeah, I think it's a perfectly reasonable explanation. Like, we got all this stuff going on, and this guy's just gallivanting around the world, going to Japan, and doing whatever the hell he wants. So makes him a
Yep.
bad family member. Even though theoretically, shouldn't Don be getting his money? You know, like to share the
Yeah,
money from
Don really seems like a bottom line kind of guy, so
it?
that's why the argument did seem a little disingenuous out of his mouth, even if it was a valid point. I'll put it that way. And yeah, AEW decided to solve their own problem. Kyle Fletcher in his I cannot get over how much ass cheek he likes to show in his trunks. Just
That's because he's ass. That's why. So
I'm
show it all off.
not quite sure why he chooses that cut of trunk, but There is a lot of cheek there that I do not necessarily need to see.
Well, decisions were made. I don't know. The
Yep.
match was fine. I honestly, the match was fine. It was good.
Yeah, but
I'm not a Kyle Fletcher fan, so I don't know. I judge on a different scale.
as much as I'm kind of middle of the road with him. But with that said, like I still don't. I'm not that invested in him either, you know? Like, it's just kind of like, okay, like, he doesn't really move the needle for me,
No.
and they keep on giving him championships. And I mean, the only thing that I'm like, I guess I can handle a stable so long as they do have champions so that they can brag. Stables always are helped out by that. So them having three champions is kind of wild.
Yes and no. And you already know where I'm going to go with this. This is a company that has way too many titles,
Oh yeah.
and this is a group that has way too many people. So by the law,
Yeah.
averages, you should have a bunch of titles. You got 20 people and you've got 15 titles. I would hope somebody's taking advantage of this by now. But
It's taken a while for the Don Callis family to get there. It has definitely taken a while, and it's taken a lot of expansion. They
well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah.
they've really needed to expand the roster to get the three championships.
Yeah. I mean, they brought Kevin Knight in after he won the title. So,
Yeah, they
okay.
didn't even technically win that one.
No. So, but I mean, this one at least, this sets up for Fletcher and Okada if they want. And if they want, if Takeshita's back, they could put him in and make it a three-way at Wembley. You
Oh,
know, so,
yeah.
you know, that's, there were things done that made sense. And Kyle Fletcher winning, fine, whatever. I just don't see it. So,
The one part that didn't make any sense to me, I'm like, why do we have Mick Foley on the show? Was he just nearby? Did he need a paycheck?
he's all elite now, so you gotta have him. I think that was
Oh,
another
is
part.
he?
Yeah, they signed him. Yeah.
Oh, okay,
Okay,
sure.
they let Jake Roberts go. So, but Mick Foley has a job. I mean, that's fine, whatever. He better not wrestle. But I think he was also brought out there to give you the idea that he's going to interfere later in the MJF match because they had like a little face to face before the last pay per view. I think a lot of things were done on here to really stack the odds that something was going to happen at the end that never ended up happening.
Yeah, I
So,
did not suspect Mick Foley would interject in that one since he had no interaction with MJF or Kenny Omega prior to the main event.
well, not this week, no, but he did have it with MJF before the last pay-per-view. So if you knew,
Yeah.
then you knew, you know. But yeah, but like even Kenny Omega said, like the Bucks aren't going to be there. I'm on my own. They accidentally put Hangman Page back on the active roster on their page and are selling merchandise for him. So it's like that was done on purpose. They did a lot to make you think something big or bigger was going to happen at the end. So
Yeah, so I guess that started it, but that segment was a bit of a nothing burger.
yeah.
I was excited. AEW has continued the trend here. Jon Moxley and Will Ospreay make short work of the workhorsemen, as they
They should.
should
Yeah.
have.
Yeah, JD
Thank
Drake
goodness.
and Anthony Henry are good. But that's their role and he knows it. Like, yeah. Because they both,
Yeah.
I think JD Drake works behind the scenes too. He's from around
Yeah.
here. So
Yeah. So I did enjoy that quite a bit. Just again, like I feel like that's continuing a trend that AEW has done quite a number, you know, like more than they haven't recently. And I'm just like, hey, this is this is becoming a thing here, and it's a good thing. And then chewing up at least a decent chunk of time here, the Women's Casino Gauntlet match for the AEW Women's Championship.
Okay, well, wait. Was this before or after the Brawling Birds vignette?
Oh my God, the Brawling Birds vignette was super
Excellent.
early. I
Excellent.
completely skipped it.
I loved it. I absolutely love that. It reminded me of Bandido's dumb shit. And this is just stupid. These two birds are out having pints and wearing next to nothing and kicking everyone's ass. I'm like, I'm for it. I like this stuff. So
Yeah, should not have skipped over that one.
no.
'Cause yeah, we're probably going to talk about that segment longer than it was on air.
Yeah.
It was one of those ones where, like you said, like it reminded me of the Bandido thing. It gave me that, whether you want to say the APA, if you want to say the bar,
Yeah.
either or works for me. It gave off that we're going to beat some people up in the bar vibe, and I'm
Yeah.
like, I love it. Like it was great, and they just had a woman's take on it, and I'm like, a double thumbs up for
It's funny
me.
you mentioned that. I didn't really think of it that way, but yeah, you don't really see too many where the women are involved in something like this, where they're just in their ass kicking. Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, that makes me like it even more. But no, it's like they don't do this stuff enough, and they don't really acknowledge it either. Like, if it really doesn't make any sense. Like, where are they? Why is there a camera? You know,
Why are these guys in this bar so fit?
yeah.
I've never been to a bar with that many jacked guys before.
Yeah, yes. And well, never mind. The
Well,
mic.
okay, maybe a gay bar.
Yes. All right. I guess my camera just killed knocked out on me. I don't know what happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just getting Chucky or whatever his name is.
Yeah, all right. my man, I can think, but yeah, but like that whole like in the grand scheme of AEW, this doesn't fit. Just like the Bandito stuff didn't fit, but it was awesome. Like,
And it didn't do anything for him either. In the scheme of things, the man still has great matches. I think he's an awesome wrestler. Didn't do it, like he's still ROH champ, question mark. I think
yes,
so.
Bandito's still the ROH champion, yes.
So, I mean, he gets that, but connecting that back to the Casino Gauntlet match here. Athena, still ROH Women's Champion, still not getting a championship match at for the AEW Women's Championship here.
I guess it's
She's gonna have a longer run as champion than Roman Reigns, and I'm just gonna roll my eyes.
yeah, and no one's gonna care. It's wild to me that.
It's one of those. I suppose I'm glad that she's having the run that she's having, but it's also, like you said, and I mean, I've said it too. You're not having it on real TV, so I mean, it doesn't really count. Like,
Yeah.
you'd be better off on one of the indies having this run than having it in
Yeah.
ROH TV.
Yeah, and it's like, they just put her out there. It's almost like just a participation thing. Hey, you're doing great work in Ring of Honor. So here, you're going to come up to the roster and not win. I'd rather not. Well, if I get a bonus, sure. But this whole gauntlet thing was just like, whatever. Anyways, it wasn't very good. Tekla did not help on commentary. I don't know. Was she really drinking? But like,
It was one of those appearances where she was trying to throw a zinger, and they weren't really zingers. And I guess I appreciated her candidness of saying she wants to motorboat Mina Shirakawa.
I guess, I mean, I'm down,
I
don't get me wrong, but at the same time, it was just like, okay, I don't know.
yeah, I was just whatever with that, you know, like I guess I didn't think it was terrible. I also don't think it did her any favors either. You
No.
know, like it doesn't make me feel like she's cool, you know, like they're trying to give her this cool and slick but still kind of a tough girl attitude, and yeah, there's still something with it that is not really jiving for me.
It doesn't seem genuine. I think that's the whole issue to me. It's like she's like, yeah, last time I was out, I was going to a strip club. He's like, okay. Like, I don't know. Maybe we're older and these sort of things are taboo again. Like a woman going to a strip club, like, okay. Never been to one. Chicks go. So, by the way, chicks like naked women sometimes.
Yeah, it's like if we had too much experience and we're just like
Okay.
nonplussed by these comments.
It really is getting to that point where it's like, hey, we're the problem. Like, there are people clutching pearls, and it's like, so? Yeah, like, okay, I don't see, like, it really does come to that where it's like, I don't see the big deal. And everyone else, if you're the person at the table going, I don't see the big deal, and everybody turns and looks at you, they're like, oh. Oh, okay. I mean, obviously slow down as you get older, but I'd rather have that reaction than everyone is saying the same thing. Like, but yeah, but this match stunk. I don't care. There were fun parts of it, mostly because Willow came back, and I loved how she timed the kick. She does her arm movements with the music like she always does. And she always gives the big kick at whenever it hits the last beat. She kicked Athena straight in the head. That was awesome. I love that. Willow's someone who's really grown on me, so I was pretty excited to see her. Apparently not as hurt as they thought she was going to be, so that's good too.
Yeah, that was my biggest thought when she popped up, is I'm like, why didn't you just keep the belt on her? Like it's only been 2 months. Like the WWE's kept the belt on Rhea longer at this
Yeah, well,
point.
the champions don't really even defend their belts anyway, so. But yeah, I'm guessing it wasn't as bad as they thought. And
She definitely came back pretty quickly here. So good on her.
yeah, because I mean, they even just had the. Didn't the TBS title just get. That was just last week.
The tournament basically just ended for
Yeah,
that,
so.
and she's back.
Yeah. Oops. But
And going after a different title now.
yeah, going after a better one. So pretty cool. Good for her.
Yep.
And a
Good
better
for her.
spot because from what I was reading or listening to, it seemed like the plan was always going to be Mercedes versus Willow at Wembley. So I guess this is how they can get there now. Have Willow beat Tekla, then Mercedes and Willow that way. But I don't
Yeah,
know.
because Mercedes was out there for the match on the lifeguard chair,
Looking,
watching it, and
that makeup was not good. I'm just.
I was just gonna say I guess I've liked the reboot of her character since coming back. I'm glad she's not dancing. Honestly, she seems a little more serious. And I do appreciate that. And honestly, if Lina Cross and
Megan Bain.
Megan Bain end up becoming her heavies, I am so for that. Because they're not really like it's wild that those two have been champions for like 6 months and it doesn't matter. And I'm like, why? Like, you're too, like, I can't think of two women that are that tall, so I'm just gonna go with the skyscrapers comparison. You know, I'm gonna like go way retro back to like the late 80s, early 90s. Because it's the only thing I can think of with Cross and
I just saw your picture.
Megan Bain. And I think that what's Mercedes Moné has always been on the smaller side.
That's her
And
makeup, isn't it? That's her makeup from last night.
it
I
doesn't
just, every time
have
they went to her making a face, I was like, oh, honey. Oh, no.
I have
Everything you
no
said is
idea
right by her.
what movie that is though that you
Pink
just
Flamingos. John,
never.
what? You ever watch that with us? Yeah, it's like it's the ultimate in cine trash.
Oh no,
Oh, it's a rough
unfamiliar.
movie, dude. A guy fucks a chicken. Like,
Okay then.
yeah, that's a real chicken. And I'm like, what? Like, that was one of Wayne's. It was John Waters back in like
Oh, okay.
Pure Filth. So, yeah. So, anyways,
Okay.
guys, never mind. So, and that person that I sent you the picture of eats dog shit at the end. They had to rush him to the hospital afterwards. Yeah. So,
Seems like a bad plan.
it was off. It was not in the script. He did it on his own. So, they kept it in the movie.
Okie dokie. Let's land this ship here on MJF versus
Well,
Kenny Omega for the AEW
sorry, I kind
world.
of derailed it. Why have a casino battle royal or casino gauntlet, right? If no one stays in the goddamn ring, that ring was empty for a while. I'm like, you've got seven or eight people out there, none of them are fighting in the ring. This sucks. Keep your ass in the ring. Two people. And then. And the reason I'm saying this is it goes to the beginning of the championship match. They start the match and they immediately go outside and go through the crowd in a match that is not no count out and not no disqualification. The referee's using his discretion. No one wants to see this match end in a double count out, then stay in the ring. It's that easy. It's that easy. I'm guessing it was to help protect MJF's leg, maybe. I don't know if that's even legit.
Oh my gosh. That was the to me the story of the match that was not the story of the match. The announcers couldn't stop talking about Kenny Omega's diverticulitis.
Yeah.
Evidently, I don't know, he had like more of his small intestine taken out than Brock Lesnar, and he almost died and can die at any time right now. Unlike Brock Lesnar, who's evidently invincible, I guess.
Well, there are
Question
two
mark.
different types of humans, so.
But anywho, to get back to MJF and Kenny Omega, they're talking about the diverticulitis left and right, and no one, and I mean no one, mentions the giant wrap on MJF's left leg that is covering his entire thigh from his knee pad to his trunks. And I'm like, something is not squaring for me right here. If you're selling one injury, shouldn't you guys also be talking about the fact that it looks like MJF is awfully hobbled, at least from the way that they are presenting him right now?
Yeah.
Like you said, I don't know. I haven't seen any injury news, so I don't know if it's legit or they decided to wrap it up. But honestly, like when you decide to wrap it up like that, I'm assuming it's a legitimate injury or at
Yeah.
least a legitimate problem, like when people have like 5 pounds of kinesio tape on themselves.
I think Excalibur did end up mentioning it later. Not right off the bat, but like
Okay.
late in the match. So, okay, cool. So we're just gonna ignore it the whole time, and then all of a sudden you go, "Well, MJF's had his leg wrapped up this whole time." Say something.
And I guess the other thing about it is it's not like it served Kenny Omega any good.
Yeah, he didn't work the
It
leg or anything.
didn't work the leg,
No,
didn't feel like it changed the match at
it
all.
really didn't. Until the end, MJF did kind of sell it. He was selling it though. I think he went for something and missed and kind of messed it up. But yeah, but no, like Kenny Omega never went after the like. Listen, I don't want to bag on him, but it's like they say Kenny Omega's this great worker, right? Well, okay, if you've
The
got a
best
clear,
bout machine.
if you got a clear target. Like
Should she be going
psychology-wise,
after it?
should yeah, exactly. That's like whenever DDP would come out with this ribs tape, they go right after his ribs. Like, yeah, you're giving me a target. So, you know, it's just a different style, and I guess that's why everyone likes it. Now, the match was exciting. I did kind of.
I enjoyed the match as an overall whole. Like, despite some of these are almost more AEW problems than
Oh yeah.
match problems
Yeah.
per se.
Yeah, but it was exciting. I mean, the end really got going. Osprey coming out to help. I can't imagine they'll do a three-way, but it does give MJF like some this asshole interfered in my match for no reason. Like, mind your business, buddy.
I dislike Taz so much.
Okay.
Just
You
because,
have your own
oh,
Vic.
yeah, I do, but if for good reasons.
Ouch. Hey, man. What did Taz do? I think I may know.
Well,
I
no,
think I may know
it's
if it's one
along
specific.
exactly the lines of what you're talking about. He was so upset about Will Ospreay's appearance and screwing over MJF. And okay, so maybe it's not a Taz problem. Maybe it's both an Excalibur and hey, I love to blame Tony Schiavone for stuff too, so why not? I hate all of their announcers, so I can blame any one of them if I want to at any
Yeah.
time, quite frankly.
Oh, what a great match. Yes, thanks, Tony.
Well,
You're
yeah,
really
they're
putting
talking
your
about
two cents in,
oh,
bud. Thanks.
there should have been, like Taz is like he shouldn't have been interfering in business that isn't his own. And both the other two just should have been like he was trying to cheat. And it's just and I mean WWE and I think I've talked about this before too. Like WWE has kind of gotten a little lax on the rules from time to time too.
Yeah.
In the recent past, and definitely become more AEW like in that department. And it's just like, oh, anything to win, Oh, Booker T is a prime example. Anything to win, And it's just like when you justify heel behavior. Am I hitting my own moment of clarity here right now that all of the announcers have justified heel behavior, so that's why fans are just so either split or ambivalent these days with what's going on because the announce. Well, I guess Jesse Ventura always kind of sided with the heels, so
Oh
but you
yeah, for
didn't
sure.
really
Bobby
root for the
Heenan.
heels. Yeah, I guess that part of wrestling has always been there, but yeah, I don't know. I guess people, maybe it is just the audience is more sympathetic and it changes just the dynamic of a match.
Yeah.
And it just seems so weird to be that. And I guess it is more of a, it should have been a response thing from Schiavone or Excalibur than it is Taz. Taz is the heel announcer.
I guess.
I still don't
I mean,
think he's a good
sometimes he is.
announcer, I suppose, but. Like they should have been pointing out that that was cheating and against the rules, and Ospreay didn't do anything to injure him.
Yeah, I mean, if yeah, he didn't do anything except take the ring away from him. He didn't hit him. He didn't do anything. He took the ring and
No.
left. So I and
Yeah.
I but
And he even
I
showed the ring to the referee.
yeah, the referee's like, what are you doing here? Like, the referee's totally distracted with him for no reason.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
It's,
AEW referees
hey, WWE's
do
doing it
not
just
need
as
to make
bad
this
now.
do not need to
Oh,
make this a 3-hour
the,
podcast.
you're right. So that did lead to it. That did lead to a nice moment where, you know, MJF's gonna hit, MJF hits him. That's where he low blowed him and then hit him with the, he hit him with the belt and low blowed him, right? Or low blowed him, then hit him with the belt.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, Kenny Omega couldn't hit him with the belt then.
Okay, that's right.
And then MJF low blows him, hits him with the belt.
And then gets a one count. And Kenny goes nuts. And I was like, at first, I'm like, what? And then I'm like, you know, I don't know. And then I heard Lance
Yeah, if you're.
Storm was talking about it today. And he's like, it's fine to use when you don't see it very often. And I went, yeah, he's right. I was just being too grumpy about it. And
Because I get advanced warning of some of these things, I think sometimes I take them in a little bit differently too. And that was one where I'm like, oh, this is kind of wild. Like, they're kind of having Kenny Hulk out here.
yeah. Yes.
And I'm like, oh, okay, I can see, like I can see why they decided to go this route. Like, it was weird that Kenny Omega hulked out because I don't really remember that ever happening until
No,
that very moment in the broadcast.
yeah.
But I'm like, oh, okay, that's kind of an interesting route to go.
And then that was
And
it.
yeah, and
Not too long
we're
after.
yeah, like you said, like it. I don't know if it's an injury. They keep on being the MJF has a new acting gig
Yeah.
rumors out there. I don't know if Omega versus Osprey really is the dream match. They throw that term around so loosely that
Well, can't have a dream match that's already happened a bunch of times. You know? So right there, that's kind of a misnomer.
yeah.
But
I
yeah,
feel
but
like they
it's,
keep on calling it that though.
I mean, the match is Osprey's the win. And what I don't, with no bias or like obviously a personal opinion is gonna be here, but I don't see how Kenny Omega is the better fit for this main event, if this is the main event they go with. Because MJF is the perfect heel. No one's gonna want him to win.
And
And
he's
Kenny may
actually,
split some people, you know?
and he's, and MJF has definitely gone back to a heel
Right.
at this point. Like, I
Yeah.
mean, I feel like they haven't really tried to make him likable in a while at
Yeah.
this point. So it's just like, okay, it's just kind of a weird dynamic that we're gonna have going into your biggest show. Where it's going to be
Yeah.
baby face on baby face. And
As it stands right
he's,
now, at least. So.
yeah. And they have done a pretty decent job in various segments of, just saying that both of them are, at least on friendly terms. Even
Yes.
if they kind of have their disagreements, they're both like, I'll let that slide because I know it's you. Is essentially what both of them say.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, that's a fair enough stance to have, but it's also always a weird one to try and sell. The respect angle is just always tougher to sell.
Yeah. And if we've seen it when you try to press one to be a heel and one to be a face, you know, Cody and Randy, that didn't work. But I guess also, isn't the story kind of more Osprey and Moxley? With Moxley taking him under his wing and then fixing him, if you will. But Moxley's also one that just destroyed him before. And it's like, well, you got that title. I want that title. And it's like,
Yeah.
student versus teacher, I guess. And also with the history that Moxley's been up on him. I don't know.
It's kind of weird that Kenny is the least attractive story out of them all. Whether it's Moxley or MJF, it does not feel like that sexy of a matchup, other than we like these two guys better as wrestlers. And I mean, it's just like, whatever. MJF's put on great matches. Like, what are we doing at this point? I don't think anyone's ever gonna write MJF at home as like the best technical wrestler, but if you
But he
wrestle
knows
that
how to
many,
put, I mean, he's been in some great matches and not just because of the opponent he's in there with. So, it's like, well, like he always says he's the best professional wrestler in the world, and everyone says that, so whatever. But it's like, when is he going to start getting credit for being really, really good? Like it always comes down to his mic skills are great and he's good in the ring. And it's like, well, it feels like he's getting the short end of the stick. His bank account's not probably, so he doesn't care. But it's, you want to be regarded as the top of your field too. So there's supposed to be that competitive part. So, but we still have a few weeks to go. They still have a pay-per-view to go. So the redemption.
I guess we'll see what happens here in the meantime, so.
I mean, it's not set in stone, but they did put the graphic up to make it look like it's set in stone. But
Yeah,
we'll
it's
see.
AEW. It's definitely a more a little more fluid of a situation than it is in WWE
Yeah, it
sometimes.
really does seem that way, yeah.
Anything else to talk about before Bell Time Beer
Nah,
there?
we talked long enough.
Okay. Kung Fu Kittens, hazy IPA from the Precarious Beer Project. I am really genuinely have less than a pallet of beer in my house at the current moment, because I have not driven around anywhere and picked up beers at random breweries, such as this one, as of late. But I should be stocking up here. This one's in Williamsburg, Virginia. I happened to stop in there a couple of years ago for the family vacation. And that's when I had this one, and it's a pretty delicious beer. So should one find themselves in Williamsburg, Virginia, there's at least one good choice for good beer there. If the Strange Ways Brewing is also still in Williamsburg, you got at least two good choices in Williamsburg. So if you feel like going and learning about colonial history and drinking good beer at the same time, visit one of those two breweries. Bell Time Beer suggestion from at Defrag11. He's at Granny Maze. Brands that Sunk Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Download us at other places like Spotify, YouTube Music, and iHeartRadio. I forgot about the rate and review part on Spotify. Oh, well,
Yeah,
whatever.
whatever.
Have a good night, grandkids.
Let it go.